made no respect for her who it matters most to you. That's why I stand for the flag and I kneel at the cross. Yeah, for the friends I have loved the most. We must be with me, because we trust in the freedom our forefathers granted us. I hope it's not too late.
Welcome to EA Truth. This is We Are the News Now with Dan Hennon, your host. Today's March 21st, 2022. Our show will be about current events, mainly the last week, news that did not make the news that should have. Also, items that did make the news that shouldn't have. What I'll do is strip out the fake news so you don't have to. All this in a weekly 30-minute concise version. No ads, no interruptions. This is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start out with a prayer. To our Father, God Almighty, we humbly submit ourselves in this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families, and this great nation of America. May you, God, touch and be with every listener right now where they are as they tune in to the show. God bless each and every one of them. Thank you. And we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's get right into it. As we've been following the Russia-Ukraine story, the war, the attacks, all of this. It gets to be a little overwhelming. Remember now, some of it is true, some of it is legit, but for the most part, we're getting a tiny sliver of truth and a lot of propaganda in both directions. Now, Russia this last week issued new sanctions, this time against Hillary Rodham Clinton, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Jake Sullivan, Jen Psaki, and Anthony Blinken. Now, this is true. This is not a propaganda piece. This is not fake news. This was actually said. This was done in a statement. Now, I remember tweeting this several times this past week. People didn't believe it at first, but this is true. There's sanctions now against these guys. And this falls now back into line, whereas Putin, the good version, the good guy of Putin, not the dictator that we're hearing about, is taking down the deep state in a lot of these things. He has issued sanctions against the very people that Donald Trump has gone after. Very interesting to see this take place. Now, it doesn't make the mainstream news, but it's news. Believe me, it's news. It's very good news. Now, John McCain, the late John McCain, it came out this week, John McCain and associate did have a role in spreading the anti-Trump dossier. Remember the Russian collusion that Trump had that was all proven now as false, proven as fake? It was created, that Christopher Steele dossier that showed there was connections, and they used that dossier to get 4 FISA warrants for surveilling Trump and his campaign, all based on a lie, and then using those approved surveillance warrants to surveil the incoming president. Very much treasonous, very much treason. So McCain, Q referred to McCain as no name. We shall not mention his name. No name. No name McCain. Now he has since died, of course, but there was rumors back then that he was the one pushing a lot of this. Pushing a lot of this propaganda, this dossier, and now it came out just this last week. That was true. McCain and an associate of his did have a role in spreading that dossier, spreading the anti-Trump rumors. And so this is, you know, once again, this was an elected president that they were surveilling on, and it overlapped after his inauguration to actually a sitting president surveilling on a president. Like Trump said all along, they were spying on me. The Dems of the left did not like that. They did not like to hear it. It doesn't make it not true. It was true. They were surveilling. They were spying on a sitting president. It's just, it's ludicrous. Now I find out that John McCain, very beloved in many parts of the country, but just very disgusting individual, and he did have a role in that. Arizona. The Arizona audit. Well, now there's problems, it turns out, with the early voters. The math that does not make sense in the state of Arizona. Now, we already have, I think, five or six things that have been proven true already about the fraud that took place in Arizona. But now they're getting more and more information and details on the early voters. The votes that were coming in ahead of time and the amount of votes coming in ahead of time really piqued folks' interest in that. That made the news this week. Also, Wisconsin. It came out just this week in the state of Wisconsin that the voting machines used by Dominion were confirmed to have been connected to the internet during the election. Remember, the states that used Dominion all said they were not connected. They're not meant to be connected to the internet. They're not, certainly not on during the election. They're standalone machines that are calculating and plugged in to the wall for electricity to calculate and tabulate, but they're not wired to the internet. Well, they've already said this now months ago that Wisconsin's the next one that's going to be heavily looked at. Now they just got confirmation. Now, I would think that would be headline news in the mainstream news. Actual confirmation that they were connected to the internet during the election, a presidential election. They know better than that, but they really don't care. They don't care, and that's why they're so brazen in all of this. Well, now the truth comes out that they were connected. Now, Mike Lindell has proved this over again in his absolute proof video, if you get a chance to watch it. They show how the IP addresses are connecting to the internet on these various states using Dominion software, and they were connected to the internet. There was internet traffic during the election. On many of these, they had IT expert, network administrator experts put together the data from these elections that were going on the night of the election in the early morning hours, that they were indeed connected. Now, this is just more additional proof. Now, I'm sure the gullible sheep will not believe this either. But once again, key word here is that it was confirmed in the news that just came out this week, confirmed. Also this week, March 15th, another shipping container ran aground, this time in the Chesapeake River. It's called the Ever Forward. This is from the same company. Remember the Suez Canal? It was the Ever Given. This is the Ever Forward. Same shipping company under the same umbrella. Another ship ran aground. Now, we already know the one in the Suez Canal did not run aground by mistake. It wasn't an actual error. That GPS was taken over. The captain themselves said that they did not do this. It ran aground by someone else running the controls of that ship. Now, I'm guessing the same thing happened here. These things just do not happen. But this time, the Chesapeake River. Do a Google search if you want to learn more about this. This was March 15th. It made the news. Now, also March 15th, Nancy Pelosi's press conference. Very awkward. If you get a chance to watch it, even I think 3 minutes is all you need to watch of it. You can tell, obviously, she is drunk again, slurring her words, not making sense in her speech. And so you've got a drunk making press conferences, and no one calls her out on it. I'm not sure why this is or what this means, but why isn't even the media calling her out, at least making the speeches and the press conferences, at least be sober when you do these things? I don't think anyone cares what she does outside of the working hours, but this was just embarrassing to watch this. Now on the 16th, March 16th, this is now we get the Ukraine Zelensky addressing Congress wearing a t-shirt with the Iron Cross on it. Now, this is very strange. He wasn't dressed up. He wasn't in military garb. He wasn't in a suit. He was in a t-shirt, a dark, like a greenish-looking t-shirt that had the Iron Cross. If you zoom in, you can see the Iron Cross on his t-shirt. He talked to Congress wearing this shirt. This is the one, the same video that's now being talked about on mainstream news about the contents of the video. But no one's talking about what he's wearing. So bizarre. It's like we're living in bizarro world. It's right there in front of you. On camera, in a video. And people don't talk about it. Now, Jussie Smollett. Released from jail on March 16th. Remember now, he was just placed in jail to serve a 150-day sentence in jail in Chicago in Cook County. Well, his lawyers now are fighting it. Not jail, but they're fighting the sentencing, I guess, jail, and they are going to appeal it. Well, what they did was they went to the judge and say, can he be released? He's not a threat to anyone. Can he be released during the appeal? For some reason, the judge said yes. So Jussie Smollett now is a free man. Now, we don't hear about this because of the whole Ukraine-Russia war. But super bizarre. Now, the Justice Department, the U.S. Justice Department, is now opening an investigation into the Hunter Biden laptop. Remember, just like last week, we had last week's show that the press secretary, Jen Psaki, said there are no U.S.-funded labs in the Ukraine, no bio labs that are funded by the U.S. or the Department of Defense or the Pentagon in the Ukraine. Well, that's false. We already knew that. Why would she make a statement about that? Now, this week, she said months ago when this first came out that this is Russian disinfo. There is no Hunter Biden laptop. I can only hope that one day she's punished for these actions. But there certainly is a Hunter Biden laptop. The contents are certainly explosive. This has been out now for close to 2 years. The Justice Department is now going to open an investigation. I don't know why they didn't open it 2 years ago. But my big beef here is back to Psaki and these others that are saying that this laptop is not correct. Hunter Biden didn't have a laptop with stuff on it. It was Russian disinformation. It doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory. This is what we hear over and over from these folks. Now, once again, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. It's out there. It exists, and the U.S. Justice Department is now opening an investigation. Now, are they going to do anything about it? I highly doubt it. But opening an investigation means that the laptop exists. This is not disinformation. This is not a made-up conspiracy theory. The contents of that, I've seen the contents of most of those footage of the film, the video, the pictures from that laptop that were leaked out, and it is truly disgusting. And believe me, it's not disinformation. And also, believe me, it wasn't just planted to make Hunter or Joe Biden look bad. This is him setting it up himself. The camera is not just on in the background and Hunter forgot to turn it off. There are many scenes involving prostitutes and sex in his room that he's positioning the laptop first before he does anything. He's positioning it. He's pressing record. He's getting the angle just right. This is not something that was just done by accident, and now has gotten leaked out. He was filming everything. He was filming himself smoking crack. It's too much. Now, Twitter is banning the story of the Hunter Biden laptop. We already know that it's true. People are saying it's disinformation, but people posting about it on Twitter, Twitter's pulling it out. Twitter's censoring articles that are linked, that are posted on Twitter that relate to this ongoing investigation into the laptop. They're banning it. So the question now is, who's pulling the strings at Twitter? Now, the answer is, of course, we know that Twitter is also bad and has been. They're part of the bad guys. Jack Dorsey is part of the bad group, the bad cabal, the black hats, the nasty deep state is Twitter. The nasty deep state is Facebook. So when you see things like this, it should not surprise you. But yes, you cannot do a search on the Hunter Biden laptop on Twitter. All this information is pulled. It's all scrubbed. Now, we do get this last week, the female transgender female swimmer at Pennsylvania University at Penn won the, I believe it was the 200 meter freestyle first place. But that's Lila Thomas, who won it, a man last year, going through transgender, won it as a woman this year. I don't have a beef with it. I don't like it that it just happened to be the timing that this person does it. But it comes out the same week as Rachel Levine is up for Woman of the Year in USA Today. The man, who's now a woman, Rachel Levine, is up for Woman of the Year. Neither one of these are women. If they want to call them transgender, they certainly can. They're not women, neither one of them. So Babylon Bee, who does a very, very good job at red-pilling the public in their posts on Twitter, is a satire site, but they do a lot of truth-telling, much like The Onion. Babylon Bee makes the announcement that Rachel Levine wins the Man of the Year award. Funny story. It's kind of a joke. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek. Twitter has now suspended that account. Now, could it give it a warning? Probably. Could it give it a 24-hour ban on Twitter? A lot of us get that. You can't post for 24 hours. They suspended the account. You can't even get to it for that one post. This is how bad Twitter is. Now, let's jump ship to Instagram. Guess whose account went pulled off altogether? The Britney Spears Instagram account is now gone. Poof. Gone. Now, if she would have deleted it, she could have pulled it down or hidden some things or taken some action herself. It's not there. It's not something that the user can do. Britney Spears has been openly talking about when she was coming up through the Mickey Mouse Club, the Disney organization, and becoming a star, the sexual escapades that happened that she did not approve of. The rapes, whatever else goes on to this day with these kids that are groomed. Well, she's coming out more and more about all this information, and it hit a point where I think they finally just shut her up. And so you can't get, a lot of her stuff was on Instagram. You can't get those things now. That'd be another one to follow. I would follow Britney Spears on social media. We can't on Instagram, obviously, but follow some of the stuff that she's been coming out and saying. Very interesting. Red-pilling the general public as far as what things are like in Hollywood, in the music industry, in acting, as child actors, and things coming up through the ranks. Now, yesterday, March 20th, at an Ohio detention center, 7 inmates and workers were hospitalized as they found fentanyl was, quote, released through the air vent system there. Fentanyl. Now, they're looking into it there in Williams County in the Sheriff's Department in Ohio. Why in the world would there be fentanyl pumped through the venting system? Not just for the inmates, not just for the staff. It wasn't directed at one or the other, because then obviously it's one or the other doing it to the other. Fentanyl was pumped through the air conditioning units, the ducts, the ductwork, the air vents into the facility. And so they got them some help. They were all hospitalized, but folks were falling over and collapsing. They couldn't breathe. Now, that hopefully will get some mainstream attention as far as what in the world's going on there. This took place in Ohio, a detention center in Williams County. Now, a couple stories to finish up on. Early this morning was the China Flight 5735 that was videoed taking a nosedive into the mountains. 135, 134 dead, everyone dead aboard, crew, staff, and the passengers. Now, if you take a look at this video, it's going straight down, straight down. Which leaves me with two questions. How was it videoed? Who was filming it? Why were they filming it? It was going fast. I think it was locked in at 500, 600 miles an hour or something. And people in flight school, in flights and pilots and whatnot, people knowledgeable will tell you if there's something wrong with an engine or a wing, it will go down slowly. It'll weave up and down. It'll slow, you know, things will happen to it. It could come apart. It could spin. Nosedive only happens when there's a problem with the tail section. Tail section comes off via a bomb or an explosion or something on the tail. It's going to go straight down. Keep in mind the analysis on JFK Jr.'s Cessna over by Martha's Vineyard went straight down. There was an explosive or something on the end as he was out over the water that detonated, bringing the entire Cessna plane straight down. I've been to several investigation analysis with experts that say that is the only way a plane will go straight down. Forget the wings, forget engine problem. Straight down means there's something wrong with the tail section. Now, the timing of this is very odd with all this going on in Ukraine and Russia and China with the biolabs, Wuhan, COVID, all this nonsense. And now we see this plane go down in China. I would follow the case. I would follow it. I'm guessing there was something put on that tail section, that tail, and once it went off or detonated, is the only logical explanation for a plane going straight down. That does not seem, it seems obviously not an accidental thing that was planned. Very interesting. Now, if you get a chance to watch the recent interview talking about the COVID vaccinations, not the COVID, but the vaccinations, this attorney is speaking from the standpoint of the insurance underwriters are saying the stats are now out that in the military, military deaths between those aged 18 and 40 went up 1,100% compared to the prior year. That was just a 10-month sample in the year 2021 versus 2020. Deaths in the military, we're not talking war deaths, we're not talking fighting in battles and insurgencies, things like that, just deaths of people in the military. And this relates back to the COVID, not the COVID, but the vaccine. Once people started getting the vaccines, the deaths went up 1,100%. This year, for 2022, that forecast is set right now at about a 5,000% increase in deaths. Service member deaths. And remember, they all were forced to take the vaccine, much like the general public. Well, what we know is that that HIV protein is in those vaccinations, in Moderna, in Pfizer, not Johnson & Johnson. But if you get the Moderna or the Pfizer or multitude of them or many or several or boosters, that has the protein in it. You're going to test positive for HIV. Now, is it giving you HIV? No, but what it's doing, the interview is very good. It's only a 3-minute interview that sums it all up. It's not giving you the HIV. It's not giving you AIDS, but it's shutting off and deactivating, basically disabling your immune system. So now, once something else comes along, you're going to get it and you're going to die, and it's not going to be attributed back to COVID. What a perfect way to do this. You're going to see. And he's calling it, it's mass deaths on a mass scale, the vaccines, which is, in his word, genocide. people getting the vaccinations and the boosters, they will die off. The question is it genocide? Well, he said, yes, they're taking, they're knowingly killing humans and forcing humans to take that vaccine. And so keep in mind that it does, it attacks your immune system. The study itself was just done on age 18 to 40 individuals, but we know that the alarming high rate of deaths and whatnot due to COVID was the older folks and those with pre-problems, ailments. But it's the surge of those, the numbers that were so high that they came along with the vaccine, that those of us have been screaming from the rooftops now for the last 2 years, whatever you do, don't get the vaccine. Who cares if you get COVID? Whatever you do, don't get the vaccine. That's the thing that's going to kill you. Well, remember now, that's got the HIV protein. It's got HIV in it. In it. So, to anyone that you know that has gotten the vaccine or the boosters, have them go in and get an HIV test, an AIDS test. They're going to test positive for HIV. So what they're doing is giving it to you. Very sick, very disgusting. I've talked about this before. This is nothing new. Do not get that vaccine. That's all I've got now for today. Today's March 21st, 2022. My name is Dan Hennen. Remember, we now have new Truth Premium on our website. For only 99 cents per month, you will see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat 99 cents in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Also, check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. There's many ways to support the truth. Remember to sign up new members in the Truth Premium this past week. Diana, Sharla, Dean, one-time donations coming in from Janet, Lisa, and Patreons, Alicia, Dan, Reverend Dave. Please remember to like, comment, subscribe, and share these episodes. They are free. Get them out there. Forward them on to Facebook, social media, email, Twitter, wherever you can. Like I said earlier, we know these platforms are bad, but there's many, many, many people on them. Please utilize them, as it's the quickest way to get information out there. Once again, thanks for listening.